Brahma Vimohan Lila, 10th Canto, Chapter 13, which was the last chapter translated word for word and commented on by Srila Prabhupada before he entered the Nitya Lila of Radha and Krishna, Krishna Balaram and Goloka Vrindavan. And this pastime, of course, the five mukhya primary rasas are displayed, along with the seven secondary or guna rasas. Firstly, we have Shantaras. When Krishna expanded into each one of the individual cowherd boys and calves and went to their respective homes, then he had all the exact, Krishna was wearing, Krishna in his expanded forms as all those cowherd boys was wearing the exact clothing and carrying the exact individual sticks and flutes and pan pipes and exactly same turbans and peacock feathers and gunjamala and flower garlands and everything that they were usually attired with. So in this, all of these objects of decoration and ornamentation in relationship with Krishna were experiencing Krishna. It was a Shantaras, a passive relationship with Krishna. Then there are Dasyaras. In this case, Lord Brahma, of course, is a servant. He's the Krishna and Balaram are the two players. Excuse me. Lord Brahma and Krishna are the two players in this Leela. And the coward boys are in the background. So Krishna experienced Dasyaras when he went searching for his friends and calves that were stolen by Brahma. And Sakyaras Krishna was experiencing with his friends. They went out to play and cowherd and take boga together on the banks of the Yamuna. And Vatsalyaras, when Krishna expanded as all the individual calves and boys, then he exchanged with the mother cows in the various villages around Nandagram, and all the elderly gopis, he experienced the parental love of the cows and mothers in Vatsalya. And Madhurya, the conjugal love, this is very interesting. When this Leela, Brahma Vimohan Leela occurred, it is said that Purnamasi Yogamaya declared that this year, that one year that Krishna took the role of all the calves and boys, she said this particular time is the most auspicious time to marry your daughters to the young coward boys. So there was some arrangements made that all the girls of Braj, the young girls of Braj, were given to Krishna's expanded forms. Krishna married them all, so actually he experienced Madhurya Ras, at least by the arrangement of the marriage. Whether it was consummated or not, we don't know, but at least the arrangement for marriage was made. So this is the touch of Madhurya Ras in this Leela. Now we have the seven secondary rasas, beginning with laughter, Hasya Ras. When Krishna was playing and joking with his friends and taking bhog, food, preparations, prasad on the banks of the Yamuna, then he was relishing lots of laughter when they were eating, as he always does. And number two, astonishment, Adbhuta Ras. Lord Brahma experienced great astonishment when Krishna himself expanded as all the stolen calves and coward boys. Heroism, Vira Ras. There are four kinds of heroism. Yudha Vira. This Vira means, the Vira Ras means hero. So Yudha means fighting. So someone who's heroic in fighting is a Yudha Vira type of hero. The second type is a Dana Vira. Someone who's very heroic and generous in giving charity. And then there's the Dharma Vir, one who's very heroic in religious activities. And Their fourth one is called Daya, Dayavir, which means being very courageous and heroic in compassion, expressing compassion. So Krishna expressed his Vira Ras in relationship with the coward boys, Dayavir. When he volunteered to go search for their calves and let the boys continue to eat, he said, "No, don't be disturbed. Continue to joke and play and laugh and enjoy your prasad on the banks of the Yamuna, and I will go and search out your calves and mine too." So third one is compassion, karuna. The cows and mothers in Vrindavan were deprived of the joy of having Krishna as their son or their vatsa calf. So they wanted that. So Krishna showed his compassion, his karuna, and he became the vatsa of the elderly gopis and the vatsa of the cows. The word vatsa means young boy and also means a calf or a young cow. So Krishna became vatsa gopal, Sri Krishna Ki Jai. Then that's the second one. And there's third one. Laughter, astonishment, heroism, compassion. Now we have anger, Rodra. Krishna became slightly angry at Lord Brahma for impeding his playful pastimes momentarily with his coward boys during their time of taking lunch, because this is not it's a very offensive activity to steal one's friends in the middle of playing and joking during lunchtime. Now Krishna showed some anger. Then fear is Bhayanakaras. Lord Brahma experienced fear towards Krishna. He was afraid that Krishna would revenge or respond after he realized that Brahma became fearful after he realized the extraordinary position of Krishna is actually Bhagavan himself. So he's afraid he may get punished or reprimanded heavily for his activity of purloining the calves and boys. And the seventh one is disgust, Vibhatsaras. So Lord Brahma, he felt extremely despondent and disgusted with himself for his behavior. When he realized his mistake of misjudging Krishna's position and thinking he was an ordinary coward boy, so he came and fell at the feet, lotus feet of the Lord, and he offered various prayers for forgiveness and glorifying the extraordinary position of the Lord. So he's very disgusted with himself. So he experienced Vibhatsaras in relation to Krishna. And he offered all these prayers, Brahmastuti, 10th canto, chapter 14, has so many famous prayers. Like samashrita ye parapalava plavam mahatpadam punya yashomarari pavambudir vatsa param param param. This is from Brahmastuti 10:14:58. Samashrita ye parapalava plavam mahatpadam punya yashomarari pavambudir vatsa param 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 yad vipadam natesham. For those, Brahma said, he used the word vatsapadam, means the hoof print of a calf, and also means the small footprint of a young boy like Gopal, who was playing with his calves and coward friends during his Poganda Leela. This is Poganda time, 3 to 5. Bali Leela, then Poganda, then Kaishur. This is Vatsapanam. So the hoofprint of a calf, or the footprint of Vatsa Gopal, Gopal Krishna. For those who have accepted the boat of the lotus feet of Vatsa Gopal, Sri Krishna, who is the shelter of the cosmic manifestation and is known as Murari, the killer of the Mora demon, the ocean of the material world becomes reduced to the water contained in a vatsapad, in the hoof print of a calf. Since such surrendered devotees have achieved the shelter of paramparam, the supreme destination of Goloka Vrindavan, they are undisturbed by the dualities of this world, where there's danger at every step. I try to enter this translation of the verse in the answer to question number one. According to Bhagavatam, did Sri Krishna return to Vrindavan? In the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 11, verse 9, it explains how the Dwarkavasis reveal their minds and hearts to Krishna while expressing their sadness and his separation. Their statement proves that Sri Krishna was regularly visiting Vrindavan, going back and forth between Vrindavan and Dwarka, and Dwarka and Hastinapur, or Delhi. 1.11.9 of Bhagavatam, Ayambujaksha Pasasarabhobhavan Kurun Mudun Vata Siridirikshaya Tatrabdakoti Pratima Shano Bhavid Ravinvinakshnor Ivanastavachuta. O Lotus-eyed Lord, Sri Krishna, whenever you leave Dwarka and go to Mathura, Vrindavan, or Hastinapur to meet your friends and relatives, every moment of your absence seems like millions of years. O Achyuta, at that time our eyes become useless, as if bereft of the sun. So the Shastras tell us that there are three forms of that both Sri Krishna and Sri Radha are present in three features. And Sanat Kumara Samhita describes how Sri Radha displays three aspects. And Radha displays a manifestation of three different potencies of Krishna, Samyogini Shakti, Vyogini Shakti, and of course, Ladini Shakti. So the Vyogini potency that arranges for Radha and Krishna to be separated. And Ladini potency is the potency of amorous union and pleasure. And then there's Samyogini. This is the potency of bringing them together. And similarly, Krishna has three different forms. He has three aspects of himself. There's Vrindavan Sri Krishna, who is complete and full of Madhurya. And he's known as Nanda Nandan, the son of Nanda Maharaj. And he is the Purnatam, topmost complete form of Bhagavan, Purnatam Bhagavan in Vrindavan. And the second feature is Mathura Sri Krishna. This is a mixture of Aishwarya, opulence and majesty, and sweetness and Madhurya. And this form of the Lord is known as Purnatara Bhagavan, Vasudev, or Devaki Sutta, the son of Vasudev and Devaki. And then there's a third form of Krishna in Dwarka and Kurukshetra. And here there's more opulence and Aishwarya and less Madhurya than Mathura. And Krishna is known as Purna Bhagavan, a complete form, but not the topmost complete form of Vrindavan. And that again, that form in Dwarka, Kurukshetra, is the Vasudev feature with more Aishwarya, Vasudev Krishna. So he generally appears many times. And Dwarka and Kurukshetra, Krishna manifests forearm feature in line with that Aishwarya. So similarly, Radharani has three forms also. In Vrindavan, she is known as Kirtita, Kirtita Sutta, the daughter of Kirtita. And she's always exhibiting her full Madhurya, and she never leaves Vrindavan. She's always engaged in Vrindavan with Vrindavan Sri Krishna, who never takes a step out of Vrindavan. But then when Radharani is feeling separation, when Krishna goes to Dwarka, then Radharani manifests the aspect of herself, Vyogini Radha. Vyogini is also called Vama, V-A-M-A, long A, Vama. Vama Radha This is Radha in separation. And she feels so overwhelmed in separation from Krishna that she drowns herself in the Yamuna. And she reappears in Dwarka Leela as Satyabhama. This is the Vyogini aspect of Radha that actually goes to Dwarka in this form. And the third form of Radha, like the three forms of Krishna, is the Samyogini Radha, or the Kama Radha. And that Samyogini arranges for the amorous pastimes of the divine couple. And Radharani was very afflicted by Krishna's leaving Vrindavan and longing to see him. So when he went to Kurukshetra to observe the solar eclipse, Radharani also went there in this aspect of herself, Samyogini, or Kama, it's known as Kama Radha. Kama Samyogini Radha, and then Vama Vyogini Radha, and then Ladini Radha, the divine pleasure potency. So these Vrindavan Sri Krishna, of course, never takes a step out of Vrindavan. And Kirtita Sutta, Radharani, she never leaves Vrindavan. But when Krishna expands and his Vasudeva formed and goes to Mathura and Dwarka, then Radharani expands that aspect of herself, the Vyogini potency, that Bhama Radha, and she appears as Satya Bhama, Krishna's fiery second queen, or one of his other queens in Dwarka. So yes, Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, but yes, he does leave Vrindavan in one particular aspect. And that was the aspect that the Dwarkavasis could see. They said, oh, you're leaving. And of course, Krishna, in other scriptures, Brihad Bhagavatamritam explains that Krishna was going every night from Dwarka to meet with the gopis and dance with them and enjoy with them intimately in Ras. But they thought it was Swapna Vilas when it was actually happening. And Sanat Kumara Samhita, Lord Shiva is telling Narada, he says, listen, Narada, Krishna's feature as the son of Vasudeva and the king of Mathura who goes to Mathura. So Krishna goes to Mathura in the form of Vasudeva Krishna, Mathuranath. But then Shiva says, but the son of Nanda, Nanda Sutta, Nanda Nandan, he never leaves Vrindavan. He merely hides in beautiful Vrindavan. So in this way, Radha, the daughter of Kirtita, experiences the mellow of thinking her beloved has gone away in a journey. It's called Pravas. This mellow is called Pravas, as love and separation. So when he goes to Mathura, then Radharani, in the mood of Vyogini, Radha, Vama Radha, thinks that, oh, my hero, Sri Krishna, Nanda Nandan, and my life of my life, has left me and gone to Mathura. Then that aspect of Radharani feels separation. So then she unites or meets with Krishna, Kurukshetra, as Kama Samyogini Radha. That energy that makes Radharani feel she's in the presence, directly in the presence of Krishna. Why is Krishna black? That which is unfathomable and unknowable and imperceptible is these qualities are associated with darkness. So Krishna has a dark color because he cannot be perceived with ordinary reason or logic or intelligence. That darkness that Krishna represents is only understood by the light that's coming from Radharani, the golden light of her mercy, which comes in the form of Kripa Shakti, the golden light, the golden light of knowledge that comes in the form of spiritual enlightenment from the Guru, gives the golden light to perceive the unknowable, the dark Lord Sri Krishna. And there are oceans around the world, and they have different colors, greenish, aquamarine blue. But it is said that where the water is very, very shallow, then it's easy to see the bottom, and it gives a color of the water of that ocean where it's not very deep. It's light blue or green aquamarine. But where the ocean is very, very deep, like the Atlantic Ocean, extremely deep and vast, then the color of that ocean, which is so immeasurably deep and unfathomably deep, is dark blue, sham, or black like Krishna. So Krishna is black because he's the ocean of ras. He's the abhorrent, he has unlimited, there's unlimited experiences of rasa within his, within him, and Rasaraj Sri Krishna. So all these rasas that Krishna experiences are so deep and so unfathomable that they can only be represented by this black color of Krishna. Krishna is that form of the Lord which has such deep, imperceptible, unfathomable rasas. The rasas, the five major rasas, Vatsalya, Dasya, Sakya, Madhurya, and the secondary rasas, laughter, astonishment, amazement, fear, etc. They have different colors, and there's different forms of the Lord representing those various rasas. But when you mix all different colors together, the mixture of all colors together, when you mix all the different colors, red, white, yellow, blue, green, orange, then that mixture of colors appears to be dark blue or sham or black color. So Rasaraj Sri Krishna is a mixture of all the rasas. He relishes and tastes all the rasas. So because the composite mixture of all those rasas, that is that Ujjwala Nilamani, that Ujjwala Ras, that Ujjwala Nilamani, Shringara Ras of Krishna. So in that form, Krishna takes on that, assumes this blackish color, which is, symbolizes the mixture of all the different rasas and all their different representative colors. Blue, or dark blue or black, also represents something mysterious, enchanting, captivating. So Krishna, his leelas are very captivating, enchanting, and mysterious, like the darkness, not easily perceived. Various rasic poets write about what their realizations or viewpoint of why Krishna's black, and they write things like, Krishna's black. Krishna assumes his black complexion so he can easily run through the darkness of night to meet his beloved Priyaji Radha in the deep darkness of the forest, and he'll avoid being detected because of his dark black complexion blends with the dark night and the dark forest of Vrindavan. Krishna is black because Mother Yashoda, he was born and she was feeding him milk from a black cow. And Krishna is black because he was born at midnight. And Krishna is black because the gopis are always taking him through their black mascara surrounding their eyes. He passes through that mascara, and when he enters in their heart, then he comes out from their heart in this blackish form like their kajal. Krishna is black because he's like a dark rain cloud which is full of ras, gana ras. The white rain cloud has no water, no ras, but the darker the rain cloud, the more thick and concentrated and voluminous is the ras. So Krishna is sprinkling the entire earth's planet with a wonderful ras, Braja ras, emanating from his dark, beautiful form, Shamsundar. These are some reasons why Krishna, the unknowable Krishna, is black in color.